pipeline deal a strategic move for Canada. The new Alberta pipeline deal has sparked debate about its significance, with some viewing it as a genuine infrastructure project, while others see it as a strategic move by Prime Minister Mark Carney. The deal's focus on trade diversification pathways and the Canada is open for business signal makes it a political strategy first and second, if second at all. This approach acknowledges that Canada's heavy exposure to U.S. market risk, regional grievance politics, and inability to build major projects without turning them into national arguments make infrastructure development challenging. The deal's emphasis on Indigenous consultation and accommodation is a crucial aspect of this strategy. The reported agreement raises Alberta's effective industrial carbon price over time, tying it to a pathway for considering a new Alberta to West Coast oil pipeline. However, the project's viability remains uncertain due to the lack of capital, a proponent, a route, permits, and durable market demand. Canada does not lack pipeline announcements, it lacks the conditions that turn announcements into built infrastructure. The deal presents a long-term approach to energy security and trade diversification, which is more significant than the pipeline itself. The strategy behind the deal is coherent, as Canada faces a real trade diversification problem and needs credible ways to show access to non-US markets. Alberta wants another export outlet for bitumen, while Ottawa seeks to demonstrate that major projects can still move in Canada. A West Coast pipeline gives all of these arguments a convenient focal point and helps Carney occupy economic development ground that Conservatives and Alberta's government would prefer to control. The conversation the pipeline opens is more interesting than the project itself. In the current energy security crisis, even the possibility of additional non-US crude reaching Tidewater is significant. This approach presents a unique opportunity for Canada to reevaluate its energy strategy and explore new trade diversification pathways. Ultimately, the deal's success will depend on Ottawa's ability to deliver on its promises and create a sustainable pipeline project that meets the necessary conditions.